In 1920, Ansel spent the first of 4 summers taking care of the Sierra Club headquarters in Yosemite. At this time, he aimed to be a concert pianist. Photography was still a hobby, though he began to talk about its creative potential more and more. In 1926, he published his first work, including his first masterpiece, Monolith, The Face of Half Dome. He considered this image to be his first visualization, using the term to describe the photographer's determination of the visual and emotional qualities of the finished print even before taking the picture. At that time, creative photography was not considered to have commercial value, as hardly anyone considered it to be a fine art, Adams recalled. Family and friends would say, "Do not give up your music. The camera cannot express the human soul." "Perhaps the camera cannot," I replied, "but the photographer can." During the next few decades, Adams steadily refined both his photographic technique and his artistic vision. Together with other Western photographers, Adams got photography recognized as a fine art. Both as an artist and a teacher, Adams redefined the practice of black and white photography. His zone system, a blend of art and science, brought photographic technique to new levels and helped to bring the techniques of fine photography to a growing number of amateurs. He was also a tireless activist for the protection of the American wilderness, which he had fallen in love with while still a child. "How different my life would have been if it were not for those early hikes in the Sierra," Adams wrote in his later years. "If I had not experienced that memorable first trip to Yosemite, if I had not been raised by the ocean, it is difficult to explain the magic. I knew my destiny when I first experienced Yosemite." Adams sometimes took portraits, but he was most admired for his landscape photos. One critic commented that he took pictures of rocks as though they were people, and people as though they were rocks. During World War II, he took photographs at the Manzanar Relocation Center, one of the 10 camps used for Japanese Americans during the war. In 1944, he published Born Free and Equal, a photo essay on the loyal Japanese Americans detained there. When Adams died in 1984, major stories appeared on television and on the front pages of newspapers nationwide. The Ansel Adams Wilderness Area was created next to Yosemite National Park. He was also unanimously elected to the International Photography Hall of Fame. Mount Ansel Adams, an 11,760-foot peak on the edge of Yosemite National Park, was named on the first anniversary of his death.